Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the venture capital financing and its future in India. We almost understood what is the requirement of the venture capital and its various rules, regulations, why it was we are lagging behind the complete, what you can say, in competition with the world. We are lagging behind. Those all regulatory part and all other things we have seen. Now, whenever it comes the financing of the venture capital, and then as far as India perspective, what could be the future for the foreign venture capitals in India, that we will see, considering the venture capital financing stages, what currently are there, then there are various type of venture capital funds, how these stages are affecting them, then industry-wise investment, disadvantages, advantages, then some of the factors which determine the financing requirement and the future of venture capital in India and promoting the venture capital funding in India, what are the steps required to be seen, that we are going to discuss in this chapter. This venture capitalist always looking for these kind of things while before investing. So, the people who are investing in the venture capital are called as a venture capitalist, and it comprises the professionals into the various fields. They provide the fund which is called as a venture capital fund, and these firms, after scrutiny of the project, the main aim of the investor or capitalist is to earn the huge profit, huge return on their investment, but their concepts are totally different from the traditional money lender. They know very well that if they suffer the losses in some project, they will earn good profit in some other project. So by means of this, they are compensating their returns. It means diversification or multiple investments, they are doing it. They take the active participation in the management of the companies to control the losses, as well as to provide the expertise to the company and the qualities of the good banker, technology planner and managers they are recruiting. Thus, the venture capital are the entrepreneurs which are literally as a partner. They act as a partners. Though they are into the management, they are acting as a partners. Now, stages currently, how many stages are there for investment or financing in financing the venture capital in India? There are many stages, but typically, seed stage, rapid growth stage, profitable but cash poor stage, mezzanine but bridge stage, startup stage, early development stage, expansion stage, and finally, harvest or exit stage. These are peculiarly 8 to 9 stages are there. Through all these stages, one venture capital has to go. And each stage has got its peculiarity. What are those peculiarities that we are going to see? Now, first, it is a seed stage. Seed, as the name indicates, that plowing the seed to come up as a plant. So this is the phase where the seed finance is required. This is the stage in which entrepreneur first develops a concept of making the vision for the venture capital. So vision document should be there. Vision, what they are expecting from this project. In this stage, they spend good amount of capital at the start, but their production is not there. So financing is done by the entrepreneurs and other business angel if the project document, if they verifies or they fee, they see that there is a good profitability. Second one is start. You have established the companies. Now you have to start the business. That is the startup stage. It starts from the first seed capital stage has been successful. Required quantum of the funds is required to establish the company, that is seed stage. The main activities in this stage, that is startup stage, are the testing of the prototype, then management team building, then developing the vision of the business which had generated the seed stage. This is happened in startup stage. In this stage, actually production does not start. But large amount of finance is required in this stage because of heavy workload. Preparation for bringing the machinery, establishing them, fixing them at the proper place, market research, identifying the proper market. So all these things are required. This is time consuming. So financing is done by the venture capital companies and business angels if it is profitable. Next one is early development stage. In this stage, this is the first stage investment because it starts the product development. Everything information you have gathered. In this stage, early development stage, market testing has already been completed and they will start producing the goods. This is the stage. The large amount of fund is very much required for the investing into fixed cost asset as well as in the plant, machinery, equipment. Because in this stage, company goes for the commercial production and for the sale of product. Generally, business angels provide the fund at this stage. Now coming down to another stage, that is expansion stage. Production started. There is a demand for your product. But you are short producing. So you have to expand. You have to add the units. So in this stage, company expands its business. It needs for the capital that will also grow. So capital may be required to increase the production capacity, to develop the product and market, and to provide the supplementary working capital also. At this stage, the company will have the sales revenue. Most likely, it will be generating the profit, which, however, may be inadequate to fund the expansion. It is just a break-even. Therefore, it also requires the funding, which will be provided as the second stage or third stage of finance. Customer satisfaction is most important in manufacturing industries. The product has already become successful in the market, then company sees the huge potential. If not, then they have to reduce the production. But cash inflow in this stage is very low and the capital investment requirement is little bit on higher side. So venture capitalist, bank, government are financer at this stage. This is a fourth stage. In this stage, venture capital tries to make the profit, which is carry its break-even point. That means now companies start producing more goods, selling it. They are earning the profit and they are the barrier, which is called as a break-even point. They are crossing the break-even point and they will start earning the profit. This stage, the cost, investment cost is minimized. Now, profitable but cash poor stage, next stage. In this stage, it is seen that whether there is a huge growth, there is a sales potential in the market. But at this stage, the cash flow is very low and it cannot satisfy the need of the large capital requirement. So therefore, in this stage, there are three financiers in the market. First is the venture capitalist, second is the bank, and third one is retained earning, which they have already started making profit. rapid growth stage. In this stage, financing and investment, these activities are increased in many fold because of the good growth and which have already achieved the target in the market also, market capitalization. At this stage, the risk is very low because goods and growth has already been achieved and the profit margins are very high. Funds are still required to maintain the level of the growth. This funding is done only with the venture capitalist and the bank. Okay, once you start a high amount of the goods, high number of goods or large production happens, then that ratio must be maintained, that trend must be maintained. For that also it is required the funding. Naturally, the bank loan and the whatever, bank loan is the only option, and venture capitalist investment is also recommended. Now, mezzanine or the bridge stage. Why it is called as a mezzanine? Because in this stage, the venture capital has already thought to exit from the venture, and exit time is a very well confined to the venture capitalist. So funding is done very strategically, not as it is in earlier stages how the funding was made, because company has already reached to the stage that they have got their own funds, and therefore in this stage venture capitalists and the banks are the major fund providing agencies for achieving this bridge stage or whenever there is requirement of the finance. Now harvest and the exit stage. This is the last stage. The last stage, venture capitalist will encash and cash out the investment and the closes its portfolio in the company. So venture capital often hopes to sell its equity, that is stock of the company, for the period of 3 to 7 years, ideally through an initial public offer of the company. The company becomes liquid through the sale of its stock and to the public, and the venture capital sells its stock to reap its returns. This is the stage when the venture capitalist liquidates its investment of the cash and no funding is required. There are three methods of exit. Number one, first method is a venture capital can issue the IPO. Okay? Second method is the venture acquires the entire investment from the venture capitalist and can pay the entire investment. And the third one is venture can go for leverage buyout, sales. Okay? While IPO is the most visible option, most companies sold through the merger and acquisition event before the IPO. Another alternative may be recognition or reorganization of a portfolio of the company. Its debt and equity are getting segregated, which are mixture, which is called as recapitalization, and the venture capital exchanges its equity for cash, and the management team gains an equity incentive and the company is positioned for the growth. Now, these are funding stages which we have seen. Now, let us see different kind of venture capital funds. In India, this venture capital fund is categorized depending upon its promoter. So there are various agencies involved in establishing the funds, venture capital funds. Particularly, there are three to four methods by means of which these are formed. One is promoted by the central government. As far as controlling aspects for the purpose of development, the financial institutions, they have come forward and they develop the funds. For example, IFCI Venture Capital Funds, SIDBI Venture Capital Limited. These are the two companies, for example, I am putting before you to understand who promotes, that is government, central government promotes these kind of companies. Then state government also not lagging behind. They also promote certain companies for the development of the, as a development of financial institution. One is a Gujarat State Finance Limited. Second one is Kerala's Venture Capital Fund. These are the two companies which are currently, for example, I have quoted here. These are promoted by the public banks. For example, Can Bank Venture Capital Fund, SBI Merchant, and those promoted by the private sector companies are Island FS Trust Company Limited, Infinity Ventures Limited. Then next one is the established by the Overseas Venture Capital Fund, which is Walden International Investment and Safe India Investment Growth Fund. So central government, state government, public banks, private banks, trust and companies, and Overseas Venture Capital Fund. These are the five types of the venture capitals in India currently. All these venture capital funds are governed by the SEBI. And SEBI is the nodal agency for registration and regulation of both domestic as well as overseas venture capital funds. So according to that, it has made some following regulation, namely the 1996 regulation of the SEBI, as well as 2000 regulation, venture capital investor regulation for foreign investor in the 2000. These regulations provide broad guidelines and procedures for establishment of the venture capital funds. To give the more clarity to the guidelines, the regulation considering the global development in the venture capital industry and other small entities, which a separate regulation has been put in place, that is AIF regulation, which elaborately we have seen earlier also. These new guidelines came into effect with from 2012, and these regulations are called as Securities and Exchange Board of India Alternative Investment Fund Regulation 2012. Industry-wise investment of the venture capital fund in India, these figures which you are seeing in front of you, it is just for academic purpose, industry-wise, and its venture capital fund, venture capital in the institution, and the total investment in crores, what is made is explained. You can leisurely see. You see, there are several industries, around 10 to 12 industries are there. How the venture capital funds, as on September 2022, latest figure I have taken into consideration, and these figures you can very well see. Then you will understand that which industry is more attractive for the venture capital funds. Venture capital fund is nothing but it is a cumulative investment. Details of the SEBI registered venture capital fund and foreign venture capital funds. Okay, whatever you have seen. Now, advantages. Obtaining venture capital has the several advantages. Advantages of venture capital. Fast growing venture capital wanting to sell quickly, and it might be the only viable option. Besides the money, the venture capital firms also provide the input and introduction to the potential future investment partners. They may also help to secure the future round of funding also if they are doing well. Another benefit is the venture capitals which are listed below. One is a large amount of capital can be raised. Small business loan may only qualify for 5 million or less. However, the venture capital is available in amounts as small as $100,000 for the seed stage, and more than 25 million for mature startup, means fully grown startup. So there is also tendency for the startup to raise the venture capital in several times. We have seen the stages of the raising the finance, 4 stages, right? They can provide the risk management support. Risk management support also they can provide to the founders to manage the risk which is inherent in most of the startup. By having an experienced team overseas, which oversees the growth and the operation of the startups, are more likely to avoid the major issues. The rate of failure of the venture capital is at 20% in the first year. But when the complex situation arises, and when the partners and investor with the experience is helping the startup to succeed, can improve the odds for making the good decision. There is no monthly payment. When a venture capital firm invests in your business, it can do so for the equity in the company. So immediate return are not possible. So this means that small business and the personal loan, there are no regular payments for your business to make. This fees of working capital for your business, which is allowing you to reinvest in improving the product, hiring the larger team, and further expanding its operations. While financing, making available finance to the venture capital, you need not pledge your personal assets. You need not pledge your personal assets, where most of the time in limited companies it happens. In most of the cases, it is not required, and it is contribution or additional personal assets to the growth of your business. While many startup funding options will be required, the founders to pledge some form of the personal assets as a collateral, and most venture capital agreement won't require the pledge of personal assets when the agreement is drafted. Experience, the leadership and the advice is available. Constitution of the fund is very important. Individuals often have an experience. Therefore, they are solving day-to-day longer-term problems, and they monitor the financial performance of the venture capital. Even if they don't have the startup block background, they are experienced and they are assisting the startup and sit on the board as many as 10 at a time. This can make them the valuable leadership and resources for the companies in which they are invested. Networking opportunities are provided. When you are focused on your business, there is a much time to network with the people that can make your business grow. Having access to the network, this network can help to forge the new partnership, build out your client, hire the key employees, and also raise the future round of funding. Collaboration opportunities with industry and industry experts and other startups are also available during this period. The money that you get comes with the added benefit of the expertise of the venture capital firm. So you will work with the partners, other startup founders who have received the funding, and the experts from both of their networking get your company on their right path to growth and the success. Assistance with hiring and building a team. The team which you need to start a company and the team you need to scale often not same. The venture capital firm can help you to get the key people in place where the company to help you to grow. Many potential employees may consider a venture-backed startup less risky than the traditional startup, with no funding, making it very easier to recruit the talented and well-rounded teams. Increased publicity and the exposure is likely with working with the venture capital firm. It can add credibility to a startup when the founders that have been built the other successful companies. Increased publicity can lead in getting noticed by the people or potential employee, potential customers, partners, and other venture capital firms interested in raising the funds. To help raising the future round of funding, it is also available. Because in venture capital firms, they are interested in seeing that your company raises the additional funding at the higher valuation as it increases its return on the investment. They can also introduce you as an additional firm that can better assist you at a later stage and provide the additional funding. Venture capital firms often serve as a right to invest in the future round of the funding and often contribute the additional capital as your business grows.